Hello, you're tuned to Dusty Radio 104.5 FM, and that was the second track from Kutcher Edwards we've played in today's dive-in show. That one was called Get Back Up Again. Kutcher Edwards is not only a muso and storyteller, he's also someone who's been making connections through community radio for decades now, on the 3CR-produced prison radio show Beyond the Bars, for example. I really recommend having a listen to Kutcher's work whenever you get the chance. If you're wondering how to spell his name, Kutcher, it's K-U-T-C-H-A, Kutcher Edwards. Someone else who's looking to make connections through community radio is producer Jeff Furlow. Jeff produces a show called The Baby Boomer's Guide to Life in the 21st Century. It's an award-winning audio series that's by and about older people in Australia, and it's a fun, cheeky and celebratory show. Jeff has put the call out for baby boomers and others all around Australia to invite you to get involved in the show. Last week, Dusty reporter Penny Gale sat down with Jeff, well, across a long distance through the phone, and asked him what the invitation and the Baby Boomer's Guide to the 21st Century was all about.
Jeff, can you tell us a bit about how the Baby Boomer's Guide to Life in the 21st Century came about?
It is a bit of a long story, actually, Penny. My background is nursing, mental health nursing and aged care, and the intersection of the two, psychogeriatrics. I was working in Camperdown with the older person's mental health team and worked with a wonderful colleague of mine named Jane. We put together a group where we identified stressed, depressed and anxious older Australians, and we ran a six-week group of meetings of about 2.5 hours. And because we're a health service, we had to evaluate. So we did an evaluation at the beginning and an evaluation at the end. And it showed that there was some improvement, but not as much as we thought. So the next time we ran the course, we took an evaluation midway through. And at the midway point, the levels of distress, anxiety and stress, depression, anxiety and stress were all much lower. The revelation, Penny, was that the reason people were becoming more stressed at the end is because the group was ending. What we learned was that what we were talking about was mere styrofoam. What was the cure was in being together. So the message of our show, which is get connected and stay connected, kind of arises out of that. I wanted to do some audio recording of our project, but we didn't have any equipment, audio recording for oral history. So I went to the local community radio station and they wanted me to do some stuff for them. One thing led to another. I did a community radio course with the Community Media Training Organisation. One of my trainers was Alex Marinos. Part of the course involved pitching a show. I pitched Baby Boomer's Guide to Life in the 21st Century. And in 2019, the Community Broadcasting Foundation funded Radio Skid Row for 13 episodes. We won an award for that 13-episode pilot. Then we went to a second season, this time presented by Lex and Little Paddy, Lex Marinos and Little Paddy. And now we have funding for a third season. Interest is growing. It's a bloody good show, Penny, and it's timely. It's fun. It's cheeky. It's celebratory, as life should be as you get older.
So, Jeff, how has the content changed? You're saying you're about to launch your third season. Is it the same format as the other two seasons?
Look, we do. We have broadly the same format, but our emphasis is changing. One of the important things that happened last year is that the Human Rights Commission released its report into ageism in Australia called What's Age Got to Do With It? And it made a very distinct shift in its approach to ageism. It pointed out that ageism affects you no matter what age you are. And that, in fact, there are different flavours of ageism. If you're a younger person, people are ageist to you because of your youth. If you're middle-aged, people are ageist because, you know, you've got kids and you've got to go to the footy on Saturday and things like that. If you're older, they think you're a vacant, old, dementing fuddy-duddy. I mean, people experience ageism throughout their life.
So, Jeff, when you say they, who do you mean when you say they?
Well, that's a very good point. It seems to be the experience of people. People experience ageism from their colleagues, their friends, their neighbours, their communities. Younger people, as I said, find that they are on the receiving end of ageism. Being thought of as not very experienced, flighty, not committed, interested only in smashed Avo instead of saving for a house, that kind of thing. And older people, they experience becoming invisible, being patronised and diminished and disrespected.
But don't you think in some ways, Jeff, they are whoever I am not?
Yes. Well, look, this is what people reported to the commission, to the people doing the report. They reported that they experienced from other people, and I don't know, I suppose people who are not the same age cohort. So I presume that younger Australians experience this kind of discrimination from people who are not younger Australians, or this kind of attitude. Older Australians experience this from people who are generally much younger than them.
Well, yes, I mean, if you think back on your own life, I am sure I have been ageist when I was much younger. I would have thought everybody of a certain age was just a silly old fuddy-duddy. So I think we're all, do you think maybe it's just part of human nature that we think less of people who aren't like us?
I think there is a part of it. I mean, old people have thought young people are good for nothing forever. Long before they became old people, they were young people, and their older generation used to think they were good for nothings. It is something generational, but it isn't natural. It is societal. It is a kind of a behaviour of a community.
Do you think it's more likely to be found in Western communities?
That's a very interesting point, because it does seem that even though ageism does exist just about everywhere, it has different qualities. And in some, it's much less of a problem. It's very well understood. We've spoken to Indigenous people about the experience of ageing as an Indigenous Australian, and they report that becoming older is actually a time when you start to get very well respected, and that people regard you very well within your community. So it is definitely not universal. Whether it's a feature of Western society, perhaps it is. Why that is, I'm not exactly sure. But what we do know, and this came out in the report of the Human Rights Commission, is that one of the keys to dealing with it is what they call intergenerational conversation. And that's what we are going to be concentrating on in Season 3 of Baby Boomer's Guide to Life in the 21st Century.
Will you have to change the name?
No, not at all. No, I mean, it'll still be for, by, and about older Australians, but we're going to be bringing in people of all ages into the conversation. There is a segment of the show called Jeff's Cafe. Well, let me start at the beginning. Every episode has a theme, and Lex and Patricia will speak to some expert about the theme. So, for instance, we spoke with Ian Hickey about brain changes as you age. We spoke to Professor Joe Earle about transitioning to retirement. We spoke to Professor Andrea Mayer about longevity. I mean, these are people who really know what they know, their stuff, and know it in the big picture and the conceptual sense. But then we have had this segment, we have this segment called Jeff's Cafe, where I have been speaking with three older Australians about the conceptual stuff as it relates to them in their day-to-day lives. We'll continue to have Jeff's Cafe, but instead of three older people talking about it, we're going to have three generations talking about it. We want there to be, we are going to walk the talk. We're going to promote within our show the intergenerational conversation that the Human Rights Commission has called on us to take on.
So you're a national program, obviously, and but you're based in Sydney. How do you think there can be a challenge to not have a kind of eastern states bias in who you actually have on your show or who actually fronts it?
Penny, you're right on the money. And this, but that I think that that's been something. Originally, this was a radio show for the inner western suburb of Sydney called Marrickville through Radio Skid Row. And all of our stuff was based around people around there. When season two came about, we are here based in the eastern states. We're starting to grow and look outwards and extend further. But you are right, Penny. We did tend to be eastern states, and we did tend to be major metropolitan, and that was a failure. And it was pointed out to us, not least by you, and it is something that we are very determined to attend to. Now, there is another segment in the show. This is a new segment called Stepping Out, and for each of the 25 episodes of season three, we will be speaking with somebody from a community radio station in a different part of Australia every week. So we've already recorded interviews with people from Tasmania, from Perth, from I think we've got somebody from Wollongong, from somebody from Keppel in Queensland. Our intention is to bring it home, to reflect Australia's regional diversity as well as all of its other diversity.
And also, because one of the other things when I have listened to the show is there is a certain similarity about the type of people who you have on it. And, of course, we're an incredibly multicultural nation, and even Cupidi, you know, at one time over 50 different nationalities, people lived here, and we've still got a lot today. Yes. Is that also a way of having a more diverse?
Yes, yes. Look, it is essential that we resemble the people who are our listeners, you know, people, Australians. And yes, that is something that requires constant work. The producer and I are trying to make sure that as far as possible, we build in diversity in all of its forms into our guest list for instance, our segment, which is called Nostalgia Town, where we talk to well-known older Australians. Well, we can talk to plenty of Anglo older Australians, but that's not good enough. We have to. Australia is much more than that. So we are going to try and bring in as many different backgrounds as we can into the show, and it is a constant thing that we are aware of and we're committed to doing.
So if people in Coober-Pedy wanted to get involved, how could they do that?
Well, there's a couple of ways. First of all, we want to, and I'll talk to you about this some other time, Penny, but we want to talk to somebody from Coober-Pedy, an older person associated with the community radio station, about the appeal of Coober-Pedy to older Australians who live there and who might want to visit. And we'll talk a little bit about your radio station as well. Also, I think I've circulated to you an invitation to different ages, people of different ages, to consider themselves to be available for that segment called Jeff's Cafe. For every episode, I want to be able to have a young person, middle-aged person, and an older person in conversation about the interview that, and the theme of the week.
Right. So we can obviously put something up on our website to see if anyone's interested. And look, Jeff, all the best with the next season and your change of direction. And thank you very much for your time today.
Entirely my pleasure, Penny. And I really look forward to hearing back from you, because I am so pleased you guys reached out. It's lovely to know that there's interest in the show, and we so much want to be able to get out to places like yours.
Was Dusty reporter Penny Gale speaking with executive producer of The Baby Boomer's Guide to Life in the 21st Century, Jeff Furlow. And Jeff was inviting you to take part in the program, either as someone 62 years of age or older taking part in the Steppin' Out segment, or someone of any age taking part in the intergenerational conversation. If you want to listen to Series 1 and 2, you can find them via the internet at www.babyboomersguide.com.au. And if you'd like to discuss Jeff's invitation or just get more info, please get in touch with me here at Dusty and I'll put you in touch with him. You can give me a ring on 8672 3838 or send me an email to radiodusty@gmail.com. The other thing, as Penny mentioned there, is that we will put this information about the Baby Boomer's Guide on our website too. So you could head over there and have a look, get in touch with Jeff directly from that information. All right, you know the drill. We're going to go to another couple of tracks now, and when we come back, I'll talk about another radio-related opportunity, this time around training.
Talk, then you can sing. Come on, share what is within. If you can walk, yeah, you can dance. Come on, give it a go. You gotta give it a chance. If you can breathe, yeah, you can feel. Come on, let it out. We'll know it's real. If you can cry, hey, you can smile. Come on, grab some joy, only here a while. I know I'm a fool, made many mistakes. Don't do as I do, please hear what I say. I know I'm a fool, but I care about you. Don't do as I did, and leave it so late. Still, come on, breathe it in. Sing how you feel. A beautiful boy and a lonely girl. Come on, feel the pain and share the joy. A broken heart sad farewell. Come on, be sincere, and we'll cry your tears, the good and the bad, such happy days. Dreams of love shine in your eyes. I know I'm a fool, made many mistakes. Don't do as I did. Please hear what I say. I know I'm a fool, but I care about you. Don't do as I did and leave it so late. Walk. Hey, you just gotta dance. If you can't breathe, yeah, you can feel. If you can cry, yeah, you can smile. Never too late. Never too late. Never too late to get fun.
Go!
two very different yet very strident calls to action there. First up, we heard from Dilip and the Davs with If You Can Talk. Dilip and the Davs, you know, a kinder and more talented group of blokes you would be hard-pressed to find. I used to listen to Dilip and the Davs and sit on the edges of their jamming around Frio in the early 2000s, and they used to play a lot at the Mojo Blues Bar. And, yeah, just a really beautiful bunch of guys. I haven't kept up with their progress, what they've been releasing, but that track, If You Can Talk, was from their 2008 Don't Mind If I Do. And it's well worth a research and a listen, and let me know what new stuff they have brought out. And we just heard then from Clipso with DYS, Defend Your Situation. Radio, you are on the Dive-In Show on Dusty Radio 104.5 FM. I'm going to talk with you now about something you may have heard us playing little announcements about. It's a community radio training program specifically for people who identify as living with disability, and it's been brought to us by the Community Media Training Organisation. They've been funded by the Department of Social Services to coordinate this project called Audio Ability. Now, I know, yeah, there has been an announcement going on a regular basis about it, but I just wanted to press it a bit more, give a bit more exposure to it, because I just really want to press home the fact that if you do want to get involved in the creative industries in any way, if you do fancy a career in radio or even in any other type of media too, by the way, a really great starting point to that is working with the CMTO. They are just an amazing organisation. They've helped us out at Dusty a lot. And the other thing about it is that you are more than welcome to use the facilities at Dusty Radio to assist you in this course. That's something that doesn't come over in the promos we've been putting out, but that is definitely something you can do. You just need to come and talk with us, and we'll talk with the CMTO and we'd sort that out. So let me just backtrack and remind you, I'll just play that announcement that we've got going at the moment.
Are you interested in a career in media and identify as living with disability? The Community Media Training Organization is currently accepting expressions of interest for Audio Ability, a 16-week blended learning program designed for and in collaboration with people with disability. This fully subsidized course will be an exciting and challenging start to your radio career. Expressions of interest for participants, as well as paid mentoring roles, are now open. For more info, visit cmto.org.au.
Now, I'm not going to bang on about this Audio Ability too much. I think that announcement produced by the CMTO says most of it. I just want to spell out for you, though, the eligibility criteria that it doesn't go into there. So all they need from you, if you want to participate, is to live and operate in New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, or South Australia. They want you to identify as living with disability. And that is if you're applying to be a mentor as well. You also need to have an interest in developing skills and knowledge in community radio. You need to have an ambition to work in the creative industries in general. And you need to be able to commit to a 16-week program with flexible hours, by the way. And important to note, you absolutely do not need to have any prior community radio experience. So if it sounds like Audio Ability would be right up your alley, then do head over to that CMTO website at www.cmto.org.au and have a look under the What We Do tab. You'll find the information for Audio Ability underneath that. Also, if you want any more information about it, more specific information, you can send a message to Lachlan. Lachlan is one of the key program coordinators. You can email him at Lachlan, that is L-A-C-H-L-A-N, at cmto.org.au. And also, Do feel free to come and chat with me at Dusty Radio if you want to talk more specifics about, well, what can Dusty do? What can the equipment here do? What can we do as a team to assist you to do that 16-week course? We could, for example, give you access to a computer to do your online learning components if that was something you needed. You could also be able to access recording equipment that we have here. Basically, just ask, and anything that we can do to assist you to partake in that 16-week audio ability course, we will do it. You know what I mean? Everything within our power. So please try not to be shy, if at all possible. I know it can be hard. I have struggles with that myself, believe it or not. Because, you know, we can all put our heads together and just work out what it is that you might need to be able to take part in that course, or to even to be a mentor for audio ability. You know, you might be seeing some obstacles that we can assist get out of the way. All right, I can hear you saying, I've heard enough of that. We'll go to another couple of tracks now, and when we come back, I'll talk about the Opal Festival just briefly.
We'll be right back. it up? Do you really want to fuck it up? Do you really want to fuck with us? Do you really want to fuck with us? Do you really want to fuck it up? Do you really want to fuck it up? When the beat goes bump it up, do you really want to fuck with us?
Hello, you're on Dusty Radio 104.5 FM, and this is the Dive-In Show, right at the very end of a couple of hours of Dive-In Show, a program where we let you know information about events and activities going on around the place you might want to get involved in. Let me tell you the couple of tracks we just heard. At the top, we heard from Electric Fields with Pukulpa, all about being happy. After that was Baker Boy and Crew with Funk With Us. Now, time to talk a little bit, just briefly, about the Opal Festival. It's back again this year from the 17th to the 19th of June, very soon then. In a minute, I'll let you know just the basics of what's organised for this year. But first, very importantly, I want to mention the Opal Miners Hall of Fame and stalls, how you can go about hiring one for the festival day, because both of these things need to be attended to next week at the latest. Now, the Opal Miners Hall of Fame is an opportunity to register people who have been mining prior to the 1st of January 1988. Anybody can register themselves or a family member or friend for the Opal Miners Hall of Fame. The only requirement, as I say, is that the person needed to be actively mining before the 1st of January 1988. In order to register a person for that Hall of Fame, you need to get yourself a registration form and you need to submit it by Monday, that's next Monday, the 2nd of May. To get a form, you can either go to the Opal Festival website at opalfestival.com.au or get in touch with Isabella Jones via 0400 805 644 or via email at media@cubapedi.com. So that's for the Opal Miners Hall of Fame. Now, if you want to have a stall at the actual festival day, which is Saturday the 18th, you also need to fill out a registration form. That, again, you can find at the Opal Festival website, opalfestival.com.au. And it's just under forms, same with the miners registration, just underneath forms. Or if you can't get to that website, you can email media@cubapedi.com. And also you have the option of ringing Salome on 0490 340 583. That's for stall holders. So it's possible for you to get a stall for only $22, or you can pay a bit more if you want to get a marquee, and there are different size marquees and things like that. Just get in touch with the festival team and they'll let you know what to do. So what is on for the Opal Festival this year? Well, you might have noticed there have been some promos around about skydiving. So skydiving's on the cards. I think there are probably still some spots available for that. All the information that you need is on the Opal Festival website. Friday night is the opening night this year, and just stand by for more information about that. I need to let you know that last time this program went to air on Thursday, I did say that there were a few things on that night that have been altered, so we're just standing by to hear the final organisation for that night, but definitely opening on the Friday. On the Saturday, there'll be, I guess we could call it the Jewel in the Crown, the actual big festival day at the Town Oval, where so many stalls, events, activities, lots of fun happens. And on the Saturday night, there'll be a party at the Italian Club. Then on Sunday, there's Speedway in the afternoon and there is music and dinner at the RSL. Look, there'll probably be a bunch of other stuff coming up too, There's just, this is just the basic initial program info. And yeah, if you go over to the Opal Festival website, opalfestival.com.au, you can keep abreast of the information there, and we'll bring you what we can as the days get closer. But do remember, get in your registration for Opal Miners Hall of Fame by this Monday, the 2nd of May, and get your registrations in for stalls by the 9th of May. All right. Now, quickly, I just wanted to let you know who were the people that were successful in being nominated into facilitator positions for the Cooba Pedy Together group. Now, just in case you haven't heard our stories about Cooba Pedy Together, basically it's a group of people that have been coming together, have been forming over the last 6 months at least. They've been coming together in facilitated workshops with the common purpose of improving life in Cooba Pedy and celebrating life in Cooba Pedy and just making it as good as possible for everyone who lives here. So in a sense, I guess you could call it a progress association, interestingly. But yes, so at this end of the Cooba Pedy Together process, a bunch of people put their hands up to co-facilitate Cooba Pedy Together from now on. And each person that nominated was actually ultimately elected. And those people are Jackie Boland, Isabella Jones, Julie O'Toole, Des Roffey, Nick Troisi, Sabrina Troisi, and Sandy Williams. So this is just a really quick congratulations to all of those people, and also a thank you for taking on the work that Cooba Pedy Together is going to do now. So as far as we know, at this stage, they are in the process as facilitators of putting together a draft action plan based on all the ideas that were gathered throughout the community workshops over the last 6 months or so. And apparently the quick wins amongst them, or the low-hanging fruits, some people might call it, will be the first priority. So hopefully some people will come in from Cooba Pedy Together and let us know where they're up to. And yeah, it'll be interesting to find out. Right, on to the drive-in now. What's coming up? Well, you might have noticed that unfortunately last Saturday, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 couldn't go ahead. There was a technical issue that was totally outside of the hands of the drive-in. And so what they're doing is they are going to try their hardest to bring that Sonic the Hedgehog 2 screening this Friday night. And if that's not possible, the drive-in team are going to do everything within their power to get its screening on the following Friday. But what is coming up this Saturday, that is the final Saturday of the school holidays, is Sing 2. It's rated PG. It looks like an absolutely hilarious animation full of very interesting characters who are on a mission. Buster Moon and team are on a mission to get the very reclusive Clay Calloway pop star back out to star in the opening of a new show. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, if you want to head along to the drive-in, it is going to start at 7:30. So gates open at 7 o'clock for a 7:30 start. Do listen in for our promos to find out more details about that, or head over to the drive-in website at coobapedydrivein.org.au. All right, so we made it through another episode of the Dive-In program. I'm going to play us out today with a couple of tracks from the Sing 2 soundtrack. The first one is from U2 and it's called Your Song Saved My Life. And that'll be followed by Coldplay with Sky Full of Stars. Now, technically speaking, the Coldplay version of this track is not in the soundtrack, but they created it. In the soundtrack, it's being sung by Taron Egerton. But today you get the original. Oh, and just one more thing before I sign off today. If you missed any of the information in this dive-in show, it will be uploaded to the Dusty Radio website. At least the key parts of it will anyway, such as Penny's interviews. Have a great rest of the day, and whatever you end up diving into, I hope you have a whole lot of fun.
was a Monday morning, about a quarter past four. You were busy dreaming, so why did you wake up for? Are you a stranger in your own life? What are you hiding behind those eyes? For you there, you know your song saved my life. I don't sing it just so I can get by. Won't you hear me when I tell you, darling? I sing it to survive. You're looking for science can't explain. The man you carry in your heart is only comfortable when he's in pain. Are you a stranger in your own life? Why are you hiding behind those eyes? Can anyone find you there? Or just me? You know your song saved my life. I don't sing it just so I can get by. Won't you hear me when I tell you, darling? I sing it to survive. Your song.
I wanna die in your arms. Oh. get light.